Before we get back to the orders, Rockies hockey, you've had these summer camps going on for quite some time. I know you've been coaching at a lot of the lower levels. So coaching is at lower levels, higher levels. You still learn a lot of things, implement it. You got any openings left in your camp this summer?
Yeah, I do. We actually start on Monday, and it's just a small camp at the beginning of summer here in July. A lot of kids are gone on the holidays, but there's a few that like to stay back. And then once we hit the first week of August, it really starts to get busy, and we have three weeks of camps for all different ages, all different, from a skating skills camp, just beginners just starting to learn how to, you know, they get to put their gear on, little guys, and then we go right into, novice, Adam, and then on the way up to people preparing for the WHL tryouts, 16, 17-year-olds.
What do you focus on? Let's start with the beginner skaters. What have you felt has worked well for getting young kids comfortable on the ice?
Well, I mean, first of all, everybody wants to be a hockey player. So, I mean, they get to put their gear on, they get to go out, they have their hockey stick, and I'm not a skating coach, so they don't have to worry about that. We hire great skating coaches to work with those young players, but it's just simple fundamental things. And then the same thing once they kind of graduate from that to our beginner program with the novice Adam stuff, that these kids have already been playing, they already know how to skate, they know how to play with the puck, we start instilling fundamentals, and that's something that I'm very good with, and things that I teach to older players as well. And at the end of the day, we do it in an environment where it's non-threatening, it's a lot of fun, but we're able to command the respect of the kids, we get them going, it's amazing what we can accomplish in a week with little ones. And then as they start to get better as a hockey player, our camp progresses. We have specialty camps where it's just forward skills camp, fundamental things that kids would never see in a hockey school before, stuff that we work on with our players at the end of practice develop things, net front stuff around the net, how to manufacture goals, just different little things like that. And then we have defenseman camp, positional play, stuff like that with D-men, playing with the puck, playing without the puck, specific positional type stuff, and so hitting clinics, different things like that. And then, like I was saying, the AAA elite camps for the player that's getting ready for a junior tryout in the Western League or in the AJHL. So we cover all various sizes and abilities out there, and it's a lot of fun. They can register at www.rockyhockey.ca, and you know what, I'm on the ice every day with these kids, which is something that is a little bit rare sometimes, usually, and I'm not saying I'm a celebrity by any stretch of the imagination, but sometimes if you do have somebody who's a celebrity, they come in for a day or two, or I'm out there every second of the day with those, with the little guys, or with the older, more exceptional players at the time. So you definitely get your money's worth when you come to our program.
And where is all the stuff held?
It's held at Sherwood Park, Millennium Place.
Okay.
Arenas. Yep.
So it's easy to get to right off the Henday now, or people coming from Edmonton out on Y or Baseline Road, pretty easy to get into. And they can register at rockyhockey.ca. Is that where they register? There's a phone number, I'm guessing, if they have specific questions?
Absolutely. There's a phone number. There's an email address there, rockyhockey.ca. You can register right online. You can pay by PayPal if that's something that interests you, or we can take care of it on the day of the camp, whatever it is. But I think it's something that, it's a great opportunity for people. I love working with kids. I love developing kids. I have four children of my own, so I've worked with them from the time they're little to now. My oldest is almost 16 years old, and I have a very good young lady who's an exceptional hockey player at the age of 12 right now, who's excited that they've come back to Canada to be a part of the Canadian hockey scene that you don't see down in Oklahoma City or in the southern part of the United States. So it's a family thing, and my wife has done a great job with the business side of our school, and it's something that it's a great experience, and we try to, we work as hard as we possibly can to make each individual better.
You got some pretty good flow in a few of your pictures I see on the on the website there. That one's obviously a few years ago, eh?
Oh yeah, why are you saying that? The hairline's gone further back.
You and Struds are battling a little bit. Well, you probably got a beat right now.
Mine's still thick though.
Yeah, like, it's a lot thicker.
Yeah.
It's a little wavier too than his.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, the crazy curls.
One other player that you worked with a lot, and we saw him had his best season last year in the American League, Anton Lander. And you know, I made the argument, to me, I thought coming to the NHL early for him probably stunted his development a little bit. He was up and down for 2 years. Last year was specifically an NHL guy for the good almost 60 games, and we saw him as a point-of-game player. He's the captain of your team. He's a guy now, Edmonton, we look at the center ice position, everybody knows there's some job openings and maybe a little bit of a void. when you look at Lander, what was the biggest step he took last year, and what does he need to do? I don't think he can be a point-of-game player in the NHL because very few are, but what can he do to be a more productive NHL player compared to how he was very productive as an NHL player?
Well, when he got called up, the position at center down the middle, it wasn't really available. So there was an opening, and Anton was shifted to the wing to play. Anton's never played the wing for us in Oklahoma City. What he was doing this year at center, he really started to develop his offensive awareness. He knew where to go. He was excellent without the puck, defending in our own end. He did a really good job, but he was really able to take the team and put it on his back at nights and to be that guy who scored the big goal, who set up the goal, who worked the half wall on the power play. He did a really good job of that. And when he went put to the wing, I think it was a little bit foreign to him, and he was really cautious of his defensive responsibilities. And I think that took away from himself getting involved up ice. And for the fans of Edmonton or the coaching staff here at the time to see what he really had to offer. And so I'm so excited for Anton. He's a great guy. I love working with him. Been with him for 3 years. I'm so excited for him to get the opportunity. He was re-signed by Edmonton. He's going to get a chance to play, and hopefully he gets to play that position. But if not, he'll get an opportunity to learn a new position and have the freedom to get involved up ice, because I believe that Anton does a great job killing penalties. He's really responsible. He's a good leader. He was the captain of our team last year. He's passionate. He loves to win, which it sounds crazy, but some players don't love to win. He really is passionate about it, and he's intense, and he holds guys accountable at our level. And he was still a young guy down there last season, and so coming into this year, I know he's going to be ready. I know he works hard. He's a great kid, and I really think that we'll be able to see him be that third line type of guy who can still put up offensive numbers but can play time on your special teams, probably not necessarily the power play, depending. I think he could definitely plug a hole there for you if you know, somebody in your top six couldn't do it for whatever the reason may be. But at the same time, I just know this because that's what he did for us down in the minor in the American Hockey League level, and he can kill penalties. So he's a great utility guy for you, but I think that there is more offense in his game that the Edmonton Oilers saw, than what the Edmonton Oilers saw last season.
Tyler Pitlick, Curtis Hamilton, injuries have probably been their biggest challenge so far. And, you know, that could become a mental game, I think, after a while, Rock, where just as you start to get going, you get injured again. And then you get going, and then you get injured again. Those two guys both just signed deals. Whether they're here, you know, Hamilton for sure, I think, is starting the American League. Pitlick maybe has a chance, but most likely goes down there. What do you see as the best potential in their two games? How different of players are Hamilton and Pitlick?
Well, Tyler Pitlick is such a strong player for his size. He's not overly big. Like, he's decent size. He's probably about 6'1". He only weighs about 200 pounds maybe, but his strength would be that of somebody who's about 225 pounds. So he's very physically strong. He's so fast. He cuts the corner really well. He protects the puck really well. For a guy like that, being on your fourth line, he's very hard to play against because of that speed and that ability. He's great with the puck, holding it. We got to get Pitter shooting more, with something we've been trying to do over the last number of years, just getting his volume up, getting more shots to the net, getting him to drive the puck to the net, stopping in front. I think that's where he's not a natural goal scorer. You know, a guy who just, like Taylor Hall, who can just shoot and bang, he finds the net on all his shots. Pitter is going to be more of a guy who's going to have to get goals the garbage type way, and he definitely has the strength and the ability to do it. But like you said, I think he was playing extremely well when he got called up last year, and unfortunately, like you said, the injuries have hampered his progression, but there's definitely a lot of potential there. Curtis Hamilton, the same thing from day one. In year one, it's been an ever constant trying to battle through injuries with his knees. Hammy showed signs last year of more offense in his game at our level. He's really, really smart. The guys love him. He's hilarious in the room. He's a big-time glue guy for sure. Great player to coach. really good at understanding, implementing systems, not only for himself, helping his line mates to get on the same page to go out there and do that. But like you said, he's those injuries just, you know, when he would start to progress, boom, an injury, and he'd take him out, and then he'd come back in, start to progress. So it's a very, very important year for Curtis Hamilton, first of all, to stay healthy. When he first came in, he was a little bit overweight, you know, kind of the junior thing, not knowing how to be a pro, not knowing how to take care of yourself. Now that's not even an issue. Ever since the second year, he's in excellent shape. He works hard. He's, you know, he takes care of himself. He's a real pro now. So this year is important. I think this is the year we'll be able to see the true Hammy, and hopefully everything goes well for him on the things that you can't always control.
Well, Rocky, congratulations to you and your family coming home. Get to stay home this year. Don't have to pack the bags to go back to OKC. And enjoy it. We'll talk to you throughout the year. And good luck with the hockey camps. Once again, anybody who wants to sign up, their son or daughter, go to rockyhockey.ca. One final fun one for you. How many other pro athletes do you know named Rocky?
Their given name being Rocky?
Like given name, you know, maybe not in your era, but previous athletes?
Well, there's one. It's not his given name from what I understand, but there was a senior professional pro golfer named Rocky Thompson. Yeah, but his real name, I guess, wasn't Rocky. I think
Rocky
it was
Marciano,
nickname.
The boxer.
Okay, I'm not thinking. Yeah. Okay, I'm thinking Thompson. Rocky Graziano.
Yeah,
Rocky Marciano.
Graziano.
Rocky Johnson.
Yeah.
Rocky Maivia, who was he was a wrestler.
Yeah, good one. There's the other one.
Give me a sport.
There's one in baseball, and we got Mark Mageau and I were looking this up, because honestly, I didn't know this guy's name.
Yeah.
Rocky Colavito, who was the
Tolavito. I remember this guy.
He was the American League home run champion in 1959. Had four dingers in one game. He was a 9-time All-Star in Major League Baseball.
It's funny you bring up his name, because I had a teacher, when I went to school, played AAA Bantam in Spruce Grove. Colavito. He'd say, Rocky Colavito, don't call me Tolavito. He always say this to me every day, and I'm thinking, who's this Rocky guy he's talking about? I have no idea. This is the first time. That was, 5 years ago.
Yeah, buddy, he was a 9-time All-Star.
I wonder if it was his given name.
Yeah. No, we looked it up.
It was.
That's his given name. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a rare name.
Yeah, it
so
is.
So there
actually.
You go. So you're the. We're pretty sure we looked it up. You're the first NHL coach named Rocky.
Oh well, what an honor! What an honor!
There you go. Nice. You're a trailblazer.
Oh, thank you.
Rock, we'll talk to you again soon. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gregor. It's always a pleasure.